And now to Norristown, where the criminal trial of Bill Cosby has entered its second week. The woman whose claims could send Cosby to jail stepped off the witness stand late this afternoon. WHYY's Laura Benchoff recaps Andrea Constand's nearly 2 days of testimony and cross-examination.
Constand sat in front of the jury for more than 7 hours, first telling her story and later defending it under questioning by Cosby's attorneys. She maintains that in January 2004, Cosby offered her 3 pills he said would help her relax. She says instead, they knocked her in and out of consciousness. That's when she says he forcefully assaulted her. On cross-examination, Cosby's attorneys accused Constand of cooking it all up to get at his money. Outside the courtroom, his spokesman Andrew Wyatt continued that message.
They did a Ocean's 11-style script where they were going to take a casino for $150 million, but the casino was Bill Cosby.
Constand did receive a nearly $3.4 million settlement from Cosby in 2006. She told the jury she was relieved to end that case because of the stress coming forward with criminal allegations against Cosby had caused her family. Women's rights attorney Gloria Allred says that payment isn't the sign of a plot, but of a rich man trying to make his accuser disappear.
Well, nobody forced Mr. Cosby to sign that settlement or to agree to a payment. That's a voluntary payment.
Constand took the stand after 5 women who have also accused Cosby of drugging and sexually assaulting them had told the jury their stories. Many parallels emerged. Several said Cosby had also mentored them and described similar feelings of being incapacitated. When Andrea Constand stepped down, the prosecution called her mother, Gianna Constand. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.